Okay, gentlemen, I apologize for the somewhat late start, but let us try to continue our study of Judaism, which today means the discussion of whether there is Bishul Achar Afia, or Afia Achar Bishul. The last couple of days we were speaking about the sugya of Bishul Achar Bishul by Lach and by Yavesh. Today's conversation is about Bishul Achar Afia. The conversation begins in the Sefer Yerayim on Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. But if you want to see a synopsis of this conversation, it is found in the Mordechai in Simen Shin Beis. Basically, the Yerayim, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, one of the major students of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Yerayim says that although ain bishul achar bishul, still there is bishul achar afiyah, and there is sli achar bishul. According to the Reim, there is bishul after it's baked. There is bishul after it is roasted. There is roasting after it is mevushal. And his argument is because the Gemara tells me that yotzin be rokik hashorui avalo b'mevushal, meaning that if I take my matzah and I cook my matzah afterwards, so I am not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Zok the Yerayim, based on this shita, the shita of Reb Yossi the Tana, so I see that there is bishul achar afia. Haraya, the matzah loses its din of matzah because it was cooked afterwards. So you see bishul achar afia. And therefore the Yerayim, right? Do not put your bread, which is afui, don't put that into soup on Shabbos. Ad kan divrei ha-yirayim. We'll discuss the details in the Yerayim more in a few minutes. The Rav Yah disagrees with the Yerayim. The Rav Yah disagrees with his Rebbe. Apparently, you're allowed to disagree with your Rebbe, but gentlemen, that's only if you know what you're talking about. So the Rav Yah says that the Gemara in Ketan Mevarchim says the reason why you're not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah when you cook the matzah is because be'inon ta'am matzah v'leka, that you need the taste of matzah. Zuck the Rav Yah, you see from that Gemara, that's a special halacha in matzah. But there's no global principle that there is bishul achar afia. This is a din that is limited to matzah, be'inon ta'am matzah v'leka. Now, the idea that you require ta'am matzah is somewhat difficult. What do you mean the matzah has to taste like matzah? The Gemara, after all, teaches me in Maseches Psachim that bola maror lo yatza, bola matza yatza. If I swallow maror, I'm not yotze, because you need to extract the flavor of maror. If you just stoop it down your throat, halitainina, so then you are not mekayim the mitzvah of maror. But bola matza yatza. If you swallow the matzah, so you get the mitzvah. Apparently, you don't need to extract the flavor of matzah. So nish'ela tasha'ela, how on earth can the Rav Yah say, or can the Gemara say? How, the Rav Yah is just quoting a Gemara. But how can the Gemara say that the reason why I am not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with cooked matzah is because be'inon ta'am matzah, when the halacha is that you don't need ta'am matzah? The halacha is that you're mekayim the mitzvah of matzah if you just swallow it. So the answer to this kasha is that ta'am matzah that the Gemara mentions, and this l'cha'ira is already beginning the defense of the Yireyim, but when the Gemara mentions ta'am matzah in Ketan Mevarchim, what the Gemara means is that there are two dinim and tam. There's a din and tam in that I need a maisa achila, a maisa that extracts the tam. And there's another type of ta'am matzah, which is that it loses the chefza, it loses the shame matzah. The object is no longer matzah. L'cha ora, when the Gemara in Ketan Mevarchim tells me that the inon ta'am matzah, the Gemara means the second way. I am mekayim the mitzvah of matzah if I just swallow it. However, when I cook the matzah, so the matzah loses its shame matzah, it's no longer a chefza of matzah, and therefore the Rav Yah says you can't prove that there is bishal achar afiyah, because that din might be a specific din by matzah. So again, that's chazer. Yireyim paskins that there is bishal achar afiyah based on this halacha of that you're not mekayim in the midst of matzah with cooked matzah. The Rav Yah disagrees with the Yireyim. And the Rav Yah says, no, that halacha that I'm not mekayim in the midst of matzah with cooked matzah is a special din in ta'am matzah. Bibeir divrei ha-Yireyim. How does the Yireyim deal with the Gemara that the Rav Yah said? If you look in the Beis Yosef over here in Shin Yud Chesef, hey, the Beis Yosef writes that he thinks the Rav Yah is mistaver, that the kasha is a good kasha. How can we answer the Yireyim? So the answer to the Yireyim is probably that the reason why it loses the chefza of matzah, the reason it loses the shame matzah, is because it was cooked. And therefore it becomes matzah ashira. We have to say that there is bishal achar afiyah. But bishal achar afiyah alone would not be enough to change the chefza. Bishal achar afiyah is a din, let's say, in Hilcha Shabbos. But still, why should I not be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah just because it was cooked afterwards? The teretz is it becomes matzah ashira. And when the Gemara says be'inon ta'am matzah, what the Gemara really means is that it changed from being regular matzah to matzah ashira. That l'cha'ira is what the Yireyim says. There's another raya, however, that the Yireyim brings, which the Rav Yah does not seem to deflect. And that's in the din of Korban Pesach. The Torah tells me, ki im tzli esh, that Korban Pesach has to be roasted on a fire. But if I cook the Korban Pesach afterwards, so I can't eat it. If I eat it, I'm in violation. Yeshiva's learning Pesachim this year, right? I'm in violation of the din of ki im tzli esh if I cook it afterwards. So, zakt the Yireyim, you see from there that the bishul is mafkiya the din tzli. The Rav Yah would have to say that the Rav Yah is not misyachis to this shayla at all, but the Rav Yah would have to say that maybe that's a specific din in Korban Pesach. The Torah over there writes, ki im tzli esh. The only thing it could be is tzli esh. Right? If you have, ordinarily, bishul is not mafkiya midei tzli. But it's ke'ilu, it doesn't eradicate the ma'isa, but it's ke'ilu, it adds to the ma'isa tzli. And with respect to Karban Pesach, since the Torah says ki'im tzli eish, kol ha'mosif goreya, the fact that I'm adding a bishul, even though it doesn't eradicate, it doesn't undermine the original tzli, but l'ma'isa, it's no longer ki'im tzli eish. So because our ma'isa, what we have is a machlokas Yireyim and Rav Yoh. How do I paskin? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches If Hei, Yesh Misha Omer, Didover Shene'efe O Nitzla, Im Bishlo Acharkach, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishlo, V'Oser Litein Pas B'Kli Sheni. Right? So the Mechaber quotes, Yesh Misha Omer, which is the Yireyim, that there is Bishal Achar Afiyah, the Yesh Matirim. And the Ramah adds B'Kli Sheni. Now, let's just pause for a second. The Ramah has a few different roles. One of the Ramah's roles is that he is a Bar Plukta of the Mechaber. But the Ramah is also the first Mefarish of the Mechaber, no? So l'cha'ayra, when the Ramah adds the words, now, again, I didn't look in the newer Shulchan Aruch, so I don't know if this is actually a Ramah, or this might be a printer from Shin Samach Zayin, whenever the original printing of the Shulchan Aruch is. You have to look in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. They, oftentimes we have words that are in what they call Ksav Rashi, which seem to be Ramahs, but they might just be some Be'ur that was added by someone else. So I did not look. But the way we have it is the Mechaber quotes Yesh Misha Omer as the Yireyim. Then he quotes the Yesh Matirin. And then he write, then the Ramah or whoever writes B'Kli Sheni. That would mean that fundamentally speaking, we hold like the Yireyim, that there is the Mechaber even holds like the Yireyim, that there is Bishol Achar Afiyah. The two opinions in the Mechaber, the Yesh Misha Omer versus the Yesh Matirin, is whether I can be Mekel in a Kli Sheni, according to the Yireyim. Remember, we discussed that there is something called Kalei Habishal. Well, we didn't just discuss it, but there are things called Kalei Habishal. There are things that cook even in the Kli Sheni. It could be that the two opinions in the Mechaber, the Yesh Misha Omer versus the Yesh Matirin, is whether I can be Mekel in a Kli Sheni. This issue is actually two Yersa'os in the Sefer Yireyim over there on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. This is a point that Rav Rimon makes in his Sefer, and because Rav Rimon is awesome, we quote him. So the way we have the Girsa in the Sefer Yireyim, the Yireyim is saying that Bishol Achar Afiyah is a problem, Afil B'Kli Sheni. So therefore, you should not put the pas Afil B'Kli Sheni. There is another girsa that the Toafos Re'eim has in the bottom of the Yireyim, which is printed in the older Yireyims. The older Yireyims have like the Perish of the Soviv Lireyov on the side, rather than the Perish of the Toafos Re'eim. There are two different Kisveyat of Yireyim. The other version says, do not put pas Ella the Kli Sheni. Two girsos. If you have the girsa Ella the Kli Sheni, so what that means, l'cha'ayra, we could say that the two opinions in the Mechaber is whether I'm allowed to papas in the Kli Sheni. The Yesh Misha Omer, it says, don't even put in the Kli Sheni. The Yesh Matirin says, like the gears of El of the Kli Sheni. So the two Perushim in the Mechaber, the two days in the Mechaber, are basically two Girsa'os in the Yireyim. That is what would emerge from the Ramo's take on the Mechaber, that V'yesh Matirin isn't a cliche name. However, this Perush is not so likely. It's not likely, first of all, because I don't think there's any evidence that Rabbi Yosef Karo had two different Gersaos in the Yireyim. I don't think there's any evidence. He had one Yireyim. I don't think he had two. It could be
two, isn't it? The Ramah quotes like three versions of the Yireyim.
Wait. We haven't spoken about the Ramah as the Ramah yet. I'm speaking about Maran HaMechaber.
Maran HaMechaber had the Tur, no? And the Tur had all these versions of the Yireyim.
The Tur had two versions of the Yireyim?
I think he had like three versions. There was another Chumrah that he had from Avinu Peretz. In addition to these two, there was another thing from Avinu Peretz.
Avinu Peretz says, Afia achar afia, tzli achar tzliya. Some say it's going to be usher according to the Yireyim, but he himself disagrees. He says, En afia achar afia. I don't think that's relevant. If I redo the Maisa afia.
Before that, no?
Kasav Reblazer Mimit, FLP, Shein Bishal Achar Bishal, right? By Dover Shenefe on Nitzla, but still Yesh Bishal with Achar Tzli. And therefore, Asur Litain Pas, Afilu Etoch Klisheni. Vitema, Lam Asur Beklisheni. There's only, to the best of my knowledge, there's only one version of the Yireyim. Now, which version of the Yireyim that is, whether that's the version that, right, Yesh, in other words, it's possible, I'll say it like this, it's unlikely that the Yesh Matirim in the Mechaber is the other Gers in the Yireyim. I have no evidence that the Beis Yosef had two Gers, different Gersels in the Yireyim. It's more likely that the Yesh Matirim is the Rav Yah. Especially because the Bet Yosef feels that the kasha of the Rav Yah is a good kasha. So the pashtus is that when the Mechaber quotes the second opinion of Yesh Matirin, he means that there are some who say that there is no such thing as Bishal Achar Afia at all. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Bishal Achar Afia at all, like the Rav Yah. And if you look in the Be'er HaGola is mitzayin on the Yesh Matirin of the Mechaber, Mordechai b'shem Rav Yah. That would mean that the Mechaber, right, Nady, for you, for Achenu Hayotzim Misfarad, right, not the people who left Mitzrayim b'yad Ramah, but the people who, right, of Sephardic origin, they are going to have a Rav Yah to rely on. And Chacham Ovadi Yosef in Yichave Da'at, Chelak Bei Simen Memhei, he writes, since the first opinion is Yesh Misha Omer, and the second opinion is Belashon Rabim, Yesh Matirim, therefore, Sephardim can be Mako like the Rav Yah, the Ein Bishol Achar Afiyah, Ein Bishol Achar Tzli, Klal V'Ikar, it is fine. Right? That is what Chacham Ovadia Tainas.
You can ask Ben. I was screaming about this when we learned it.
Okay. I'm just reporting what Chacham Ovadia says. The Ramah. Right, Bnei Yisrael yotzim biyad Ramah. So the Ramah writes, Yesh mekilin afilu bekli rishon. There are some who are meko even bekli rishon, which is the Rav Yah. V'nahagu lizari l'chatchila shal litem pas afilu bekli sheni kozman shayad soled espo. Meaning the Ramah says that the minig is that we do not put bread in our chicken soup. Nahagu lizar lechatchilo. That means lizar lechatchilo. It means that if you put bread in your chicken soup, so it won't be asur b'diavad. No, but don't do it. That's what the Ramos says. In other words, the Ashkenazim should be choshesh for the Yireyim, And they should be choshish for the Yerayim, the way we have the version, that do not put the afiyah afilu b'kli sheni, that it's called kalei habishul. In the Chazon Ish's discussion of kalei habishul, he says that the only things which are kalei habishul are the things I mentioned in the Gemara and bread, because that's beferish in the Rishonim, but the Chazon Ish is taking a stand on the gersaos in the Yerayim. And ad kan, the first comment. Now, if you go to the calf, are you allowed to put croutons in your soup on Shabbos? So when I was a student in YU, there are two types of croutons. There was the croutons that was last week's bread that the yeshiva couldn't get rid of. So they just decide to call it croutons. They assume that a shinei hashem, right, might take the chol ha-masukan and bring it back. No, that old bread from a couple of weeks ago, right, I did the shinei hashem, now it's called the crouton, that's going to be okay. There's also like the osem, little yellow croutons. The croutons, which are leftover bread, l'cha'ora, you get into a shayla of bishol acharafia. However, the yellow osem croutons are deep fried. Deep frying halachically has the status of bishol, therefore be ein bishol achar bishol. It happens that in the YU calf, there's for sure no issue because, again, we used to have public meals in the calf, and they used to bring the soup to the table in like a big tureen, and then you would take the soup out of the tureen and put it into your bowl. So it's for sure like a kli shlishi, kenzai, it's even a kli revi'i, or kli chamishi, depending on whether you count the ladles, no? So, l'cha'ir in the YU calf, you can put the leftover bread croutons into the soup for sure, based on what we're saying. Ellie, just speak loud so I can hear you. You should not put bread in the kli sheni because of the Ashkenazim or machmir, like the version of the Ravya, that there is bishol achar bishol, bishol achar afiya, excuse me, even the kli sheni. Yeah.
And
it's kali abishol. Therefore, it's also even the kli sheni. L'cha'ayra, once I'm into kli shlishi land, right, the chumra becomes like a little bit far-fetched, as we'd say in Yiddish. It's like, it doesn't make sense once you're in kli shlishi land to aser kachnirali, to aser the bishol acharafiyah in the kli shlishi. Oh. Let's go weiter. There are two yishuvim for the Yerayim. The Ravya has a good kasha. The Ravya's kasha is that we see that there, that the only reason why I'm not yotze with the cooked matzah is because be'inan tam matzah. Be'yishuv davar zeh, there are two versions that are said. Rabbi Willink has this in his sefer on page Samach Vav Samach Zayin. But Rabbi Willink has in his sefer on page Samach Hei Samach Vav that there are two yeshuvim. The Taz basically says that what I see from that Gemara is that a change in flavor is a halakhically significant thing. Since the matzah is cooked, it has a change in the flavor, so it is halakhically significant. Now we have to be careful because the Gemara says yotzin berakik hasharei, that if I take a piece of matzah and I just soak it in cold water. Remember, my grandmother, la hashalom, wasn't able to eat matzah the last couple of years. We used to like soak the matzah for her, and she would like spoon it. You soak it in cold water, that's not an issue, even though it tastes different. So I need like a halachic maisa to make a shinui tam. But the Taz in Se'if Katan Vav says that really, according to the Urayim, the reason why there's bishol achar afiyah is because I have a shinui tam. Rabbi Willig points out that in his opinion, the Egle Tal has a different mahalach. And the Egle Tal's mahalach is that Bishul is Mevatel Afiyah in a halachic way. There's a halachic change that happens. It's not as much a din in the Shinui Tam, it's a din in a Shinui Hilchati. Rabbi Willig points out in his Sefer that the nafgamina might be whether you're allowed to make toast on Shabbos, no? Toast is bread that is baked, and then you further dry it out. It tastes different than it tasted beforehand. The Shvisas HaShabbos has an arichos about making toast on Shabbos. Rabbi Willig says, if you hold like the Taz, that it's a din in Shinoi Tam. So since toast tastes different than bread, it's going to be a problem. However, he notes that the Magen Avraham, according to the way the Matzis HaShekel understands the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes that Dover Shenitzla Mutar Litnoi Eitzel Ha'esh Hu Hadin Ha'afui. Something baked, you could put Eitzel Ha'esh. Hu Hadin Dover Ha'afui. Now, Eitzel Ha'esh L'cha'ora is what we would call Tzli. According to the Taz, Afia Achar Tzli and Tzli Achar Afia is going to be a problem because there's a Shinoi Tam. But according to the Magen Avraham, since Afia and Tzli have the same halachic status, so there is not going to be an issue. And that's why the Magen Avraham writes its mutter.
What does it mean by Shinui Hilchati again? And why should Tzli and Afia have the same halachic status? So,
Rabbi Willig in his Sefer invokes principles in Yerideya in terms of how much Bliya there is. By Bishul, it's Bileya Bakulai. But when it comes to, what's it called? When it comes to Tzli, it is only Boleya Kedei Klipa, no? So therefore, Rabbi Willig assumes that the change Hilchati is not just a change that we see like in Yin Matzah, but it's a change in all areas of Halacha. Right? That Bishul is Mivashal Bekulei. I want to talk about this a little bit more in 2 minutes, but the question as to whether Tzli Achar Afia is permitted seems to be a question of, according to the Taz, it's Usser because there is a Shinui Tam. The Taz, by the way, in Se'if Katan Vav, his Lashon is that by Meleches Shabbos, Tam Chodosh is going to be Usser. If I have a new flavor, it's going to be Usser, but by Karban Pesach, it's Gezeres HaKosov, the Tzli Be'inon, V'lo B'tam Tal Yenosa. Shabbos is a din, it's like a Melachas Machshevas type of idea, that if there's a change in flavor, it's going to be Usser. Memela, we could understand Se'if Tes Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Tes Vav talks about reheating food. So if I want to reheat cooked food on Shabbos, the Mechaber writes, I'm allowed to put it kineged hamadura, afil b'makom shayad zolades. I could put the food kineged hamadura, opposite the fire, even if it's yad zolades, I'm going to be permitted to do that. That's called smicha. How is that permitted? Isn't that a din of tzliach habishul? Because it was davar hamavushal, it was cooked in water. Then I'm putting it next to the fire. I'm putting it next to the, right, the blech or whatever. How come that's permitted? The teretz is, according to the Taz, it's permitted because I'm not changing the tam at all. The halach of tzli achar bishul is when it changes the tam. That would be like making toast. That would be right when it is nitzla ayadei a full-fledged esh. But when I'm not making toast, when I'm just rewarming and the same time exists, so l'cha'ora, according to the Taz, it should be mutter. If you look in the Bir Halacha over there in Se'if Tes Vav, the Bir Halacha asks, how am I allowed to put a davar hamavushal keneged hamadura By the way, the din of Keneged Hamadura, you have to figure out what the word Keneged means, no? Does Keneged mean close by or far away? There seems to be a stira in the Rush about this point. The Rush writes in Hilchos Chanukah that Osar Lahartzol Smo is Keneged Ner Chanukah. Keneged means close by, right? The Rush writes over here that Keneged means far away. The word Neged, Shavisei Hashem LeNegdi Samed, how close do you imagine the Ribbono Shel Olam is to you, right? Karav Hashem L'Chol Karav, does that mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam is far away, but when I call him Be'emes, he comes close? Does that mean that I'm supposed to watch it like Hashem Tzilcha Yag Yiminecha, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish next to me all the time? I think in Hashkof and in meditation, right? Alicia, I don't know if you agree with this, Yisod, or not, but there are two different ways of understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam and his relationship to us. But B'Ketzer HaMa'aseh, the Bir Halacha asks a kashan, Sif Tesvav, how can I take a Davar Mavushal and put a Keneged Ha'esh? Shouldn't that be Usser because of Tzli, Achar Bishol? And the Bir Halacha quotes his kasha from the base mayor, and he doesn't answer the kasha. We could answer the kasha based on what we said from the Taz, that it's a din in Shinoi Tam, and here there's no Shinoi Tam. However, there's another mahalach that Rabbi Willig likes. If you look in the Shulte HaGiborim on Daf Samach Aleph on the base B'dapei Harif, the Shulte HaGiborim says that when we aser, we being Yireim, when we aser stuff, we only aser Bishol Achar Afia. But Sli Achar Bishol is not going to be a problem. Now, that's probably not what the Yireim himself holds, but the Shulte HaGiborim blames this Perush on the tour. Sli Achar Bishol is not a problem. Rabbi Willig is masgir that opinion based on what we just said a few minutes ago. Bishol Achar Tzli, the word is that you're improving it. Improving in the sense of Bishol is bolea bakulo, Sli is only kidei klipa, kidei natila, whatever, two opinions in the Taisus, I think, in Sufim. But it's kidei klipa, kidei natila. But Sli achar Bishol, it's not improving, it's making it worse. If it's making it worse, so lecha oira, that's why it's not going to be a problem, ad kan divrei, divrei Rabbi Willig. And effectively, what we're saying is that there are two ways of understanding this, two ways of understanding the teret to the Bir Halachas Kashan Sif Tesvav.
That should mean that there's no Afiyah Achar Bishol also, no?
That would mean that there's no Afiyah Achar Bishol, again, which is clearly not what the Yireim assumes, but the Shulte Giborim tayin is that that's the pshat in the Torah.
Can you shift it on the Ramah or something? Like
The Shulte Gemara says this based on the Torah. Ken Zayin, that that's what the Mechaber holds, right? In other words, when the Mechaber permits putting the Davar Mevushal Keneged HaMadura, right, that is within the Mechaber, who only quotes that Davar Shenefa Onitzla if you cook it afterwards. He doesn't quote the reverse case. That's a point that Rav Rimon makes in his Sefer. In Se'if, hey, the Mechaber only talks about Bishol Achar Afiyah. He doesn't talk about Afiyah Achar Bishol. Right? So that
Bishol
could
Achar
be...
is mutter.
What?
This Bishol Achar Afiyah is mutter, no?
Bishol Achar Afiyah, again, he's calling two opinions, whether it's us, he's calling that it's two opinions. Is it mutter or usser? Let's say he's calling Yireim or Ravya. But right, within the Yireim, the Mechaber only quotes Bishol Achar Afiyah. He doesn't quote the Afiyah Achar Bishol line in the Mechaber. You only had a comment?
At what point are we discussing a change in time? Because cold food tastes different than hot.
Yeah.
So at the time of the
visual
when it was hot?
So I would say a permanent change in the time. In other words, if I warm food up, right now it's warm. Right? A few minutes from now it's gonna cool down, so then it's transient. It doesn't remain, there's no real shinui tam. But if I would take, if I make toast, there's real shinui tam. Right? I think that's the basic idea. The last point to discuss over here is a bir halacha in se'if hey. The bir halacha in se'if hey, by the way, the last point of the mechaber only quotes Bishul Achar Afiyah, not Rabbi Willig, does not make that point. I think that's actually a resonant point. I think it's a good diuk. That's why I like it. But in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, I don't think he quotes it at all. The Prima Godim discusses, what about Bishul Achar Tzli Achar Bishul? Right? If I have a cooked food that I then roast, and then can I cook it again? Right? And again, you could do all the permutations, but basically a three-step process. So the Prima Godim basically tainas that the Maisa Harishon remains. So if it was originally cooked, so we'll say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul on stage three. The Bir Halacha himself, Lefi Ani Yistaiti, Ein Din HaPrima Godim Muchrach. He thinks that there's no Hechreyach to the Prima Godim because maybe the Tam Sheni is Nish'ar Yoser. Now, that's an interesting point because that L'cha'ora relates to the two approaches that we said beforehand. If the Din is a Shinui Tam, so L'maisa, stage three is Mishana the Tam. But if the din is Shinui Hilchati, so then because the Bishul occurred in stage one, so Mimela, there's no Shinui Hilchati now when I get to stage three. Again, these are just some of the points. Now, again, tomorrow I mentioned I have to say Shir earlier. So could we have Shir tomorrow at 11:15? I know that it inconveniences some guys, but I'm unable to say, I committed to speak at 12:30 on some Zoom thing. So to start here at 12 and be done by 12:30, even for me, is stretching it or truncating it a bit. So we'll try to start at 11:15 tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, and we should have a wonderful, marvelous, and blessed day. Okay, Chevra, Kotov.